Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Wednesday.
Welcome back into the girls' bathroom.
We've got the eggs again.
Woo! Drum roll, please. It's Sophia and Chintia coming at you live from Ruffle Audio Recording Studio
in Nottingham.
We're in red chairs today. We're in red chairs.
Okay, so it's Girl Talk. It's episode two. We're back. We're better than ever.
I'm so excited for these dilemmas. I feel some of them take a bit of a boy angle.
Yep.
But definitely
nothing wrong with that though.
Nothing wrong with that at all. We've got some interesting ones, which are like, oh God.
I agree.
You know?
So should we just, do you want to just dive
well,
right
how's
in?
Our week been, everyone? Have we been okay? Have we been gymming? Have we been drinking our water?
What's the weather been
have
like?
Have we been meditating? Has it been sunny?
Have we had some breakdowns?
Have we had some heartbreak? Have we had some fallouts? Relationship rekindles?
Have we had some first dates?
Oh my God.
Have we had some marriage proposals?
Oh, that would be lovely.
What has happened to everyone this week?
Or have we had to whip out the winter coats because it's raining and cold and snowing?
The umbrellas. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're almost in October.
Yet.
Actually, we are in October now.
Halloween is creeping upon us.
I know exactly what I'm being for Halloween.
I'm still undecided, but this time we're going to get there. But anyone know what you're going for Halloween?
These things take time.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole process.
Oh my God, are we going to do a special Halloween episode?
Oh.
Maybe that's like, so we can change the music, so it's just spooky music at the beginning and that's the only reason why. Oh, maybe it's all Halloween related dilemmas. Like this time, on Halloween I got pregnant and
Help me.
Or it's like, I went dressed as a pumpkin last year and I don't know. That would be such a fun idea, Chintz.
I like what you're doing there.
Okay, so shout out. We're going for Tyler Lambert.
Whoa.
Basically, he is a celebrity stylist.
Yes.
And he styles, he styled Lauren Giraldo before.
We love Lauren Giraldo.
He styles Tana Mojo for all these things. He styles a bunch of different people, but they're always sick looks. So I follow him because they're really, really cool.
So good for inspiration.
Yeah. Oh my God, very good for inspiration because they wear, you know, like this girl, she's wearing Hands of CB here.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some Public Desire heels on.
Wow.
It's really good. And he's really cool. And it's quite interesting to show, like, on his stories, sometimes he shows the process, like the rails.
Oh, I like
pulled,
that. That's interesting.
You know, like the fittings. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really interesting.
So for some style inspo, let's all go and follow, shall we?
I think that's, yeah, he's really inspiring. And like, he literally styled Tana, like, he got Tana's wedding dress.
Wow.
You know, and shit like that. No, but really cool Instagram to, and something slightly different, like,
yes,
we don't always follow like stylists and stuff.
It's nice to have a variety of people on your feed and not just everyone looking the same.
And he has his own vintage store as well, actually.
Wow, that's cool.
Which is very cool. So yeah, share another week.
Okay. Right, okay, brilliant. Let's get into it. Girl Talk episode two.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
And just before we get into it, we want to emphasise that, you know, we're not focusing on individuals here.
Yes.
We're just going to read the dilemma and take it broad. And, you know, if you are someone who actually needs some serious help, maybe on a slightly deeper level, then please obviously contact a GP.
This is a light-hearted space.
Of course.
We're not taking things too deep, as we want to keep it entertaining.
Of course. Okay, this is interesting. Okay. I feel like I always say that, but this is interesting.
We love this one.
So she's talking about self-confidence around your man.
Yep.
So I started dating someone. It's been a couple of months now, and we recently started talking about our past. Scary, I know. And I I found out that the previous girl he was with was petite, whilst I'm on the curvier side. Right. I'm comfortable with my body and I feel confident around my man. However, I can't help but think, does he think I'm fat because I'm bigger than her?
Right.
Does he think she's prettier than me?
Definitely.
I know it's wrong to think that because I'm the one he's dating, not her.
Yeah.
But I just can't help overthink, like I'm comparing myself because they essentially look nothing alike, each other.
I think number one, we've got to remember is that everyone has their own beauty. Mm-hmm. Like just because another girl is pretty.
Another girl's beauty does not take away from your own.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that you're ugly. Like you're both beautiful.
We said this in season one. A flamingo and a sunset. Two totally different things. They could not look more different.
Yeah, exactly.
But how beautiful are both of those things?
Okay. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But they look nothing alike. Nothing alike at all.
Literally. So number one, you've got to remember that. Number two, you've got to remember he's her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Exes are exes for a reason.
Yep.
Whatever, it didn't work out.
Yeah. And I also think that every girl, not I don't want to say every girl, but it's a common thing. Like when you see your ex's exes, it's like, oh. And I think whichever way around it is.
Whatever it is, it creates that feeling.
Yeah, because
for me,
I was like, hang on, they look a bit like me. Like, well, now I'm pissed off because you've obviously got this type. I look the same as your exes.
Yeah.
So I was almost felt the same way.
Yes.
But even though I look the same as them.
The same as them.
So I'm saying even like, if you look different or if you look the same or whatever,
you're just
going to
be pissed off regardless.
You're always going to feel some type of way because it's inevitable.
Yeah. The thing is, right? Thinking of your boyfriend's exes is literally disgusting. Like, you don't want to do it, but you have to talk about it. You've got to talk about these things because that makes you learn and grow. And
but
you need
I would
to know
almost,
about his past.
I would almost rather look nothing like my boyfriend's exes.
Yes.
So I think you're in quite a good position.
If anything,
it
shows...
It's quite a good thing that you don't look anything like her.
Yeah.
You know?
You should not feel threatened by the fact that she doesn't look like you.
Yeah.
Or that
I think it's a good thing, to be honest.
I think it's a good thing also, but you've got to remember, it's like, he thinks you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that if he found her attractive before, he also finds you attractive.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away from the fact that you're beautiful and you're attractive.
Yeah.
Do you know
because,
what I mean?
You know, I like the taste of pizza, but I also love the taste of grapes.
Right? Two totally different things.
But I enjoy them both.
You know, but sometimes you're craving the pizza.
Sometimes you're craving a pizza.
Not that he's going to be craving his ex.
No, I know. But
I think...
You know what I'm trying to say here?
It's very hard to get over, and I totally know what you mean. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you do not want to be picturing them. No. You don't want to know, but like, you have to know.
Mm-hmm,
but you've just got to learn to just be like, he's with me, he loves me, I'm with him.
And I think it's normal. And I think, to be honest, I think the majority of girls do it. And I think
absolutely.
A lot of boys do it as well. Everyone naturally compares themselves.
Absolutely.
I think you sort of can't
help
yourself.
Especially because you're protective over him. Like, you love him. You don't want anyone to think about him, touch him, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the thought of, you know, his ex.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally repulsive.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
The thought of another female touching your boyfriend who is now yours. Yeah. God, it's literally disgusting. Like, I could actually go and throw up right now. It's literally disgusting.
So you're not alone in that.
You're not alone.
And I think have confidence in, I know it's easy to say.
Have confidence
I know
in your beauty.
It's easier said than done, but still, like, just own the fact that you are who you are.
Mm.
Like, be like, great, I'm glad I don't like his exes. Because
you
sort of can't win. Like,
you
if
can't
you
win
do look
way.
Like them, it's kind of like, oh, great, well, he's obviously
I'm
got this
another,
type.
Yeah.
I'm just another, like, you know, blonde girl, whatever.
Yeah.
But then if you, like you know, nothing alike, it's like, oh, God, what does he fancy
it's
me? Because he fancied
also,
her,
like,
I look
not
nothing
a bad
alike.
Thing at all.
Exactly.
It's such a good
I think
thing.
You're seeing it as a bad thing, and I don't think it is at all.
I think what we all just do is overthink and overthink and overthink. You're thinking, oh my God, but she had a skinnier thighs than me.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, that means that, no, doesn't mean any of that. You're just overthinking. You're trying to create your own problems here.
Yeah.
You know, you're just creating your own problems in your head.
Yeah.
I think, just, it will come with time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give it, you know, a few weeks and you'll be over it. And you'll be like, oh, you know.
Yeah. And the stronger
totally
your relationship gets and the longer you're together,
exactly.
the more those thoughts will just disappear.
Especially,
and eventually you'll be like, oh yeah, like who cares? I think maybe if you're more at the beginning and you've just found out about them, it's quite fresh.
Yeah.
But I think leave it for a bit, like, right, you know.
Yeah.
probably by next week. Because they're only 2 months in, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you're thinking like, oh God, 2 months ago he was with this other girl who looked nothing like me. Yeah. That, I can see
how
that would...
It will definitely pass.
Yeah.
You got this, girl.
This please help me.
Crazy.
I'm 26 years old.
She's been demoted as a bridesmaid.
This is ridiculous.
Demoted.
Okay, so listen to this. So I'm 26 years old and recently got married in August. And now I'm 12 weeks pregnant and very happy.
Ooh, baby time!
However, here is the dilemma. One of my bridesmaids gets married next year. And I recently sent her a text and told her I won't be able to make it on the hen party as I will have a 6-week-old baby.
Fair enough.
Which is fair. You've got a 6-week-old baby. Yeah. Like, you can't expect
you're gonna
one
have
to
miss
do,
the hen.
Right? I offered to pay any leftover money and told her I would be there 100% if she did anything closer to home. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it was abroad or something.
Probably a trip to Ibiza or something.
However, she didn't take the news very well and replied to me by saying she understood, but then said that I hope I understand that she no longer wants me to be a bridesmaid as I will have too much on with my baby and won't be able to be a bridesmaid to her. It was a very passive aggressive text. I can imagine this text.
Oh, I can imagine.
I can imagine it being very passive aggressive. Like, kind of, it almost sounds like she's jealous of the baby.
Yes.
Because she wants all your attention.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like you've got a child.
Yeah.
That's not.
So you've essentially, what's basically happened here is a woman is a girl's. So say I'm your bridesmaid, right?
Yeah.
But I'm now pregnant.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, look, I can't make it on the hen do. But if you do anything, you know, down the road, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But then Chintzy's come back to me and said, well, do you know what? Now you actually just can't be a bridesmaid
at all.
Because
you're going to have a baby now.
Yeah.
You're not going to be spending as much time
concentrating
on your bridesmaid role.
You can't be in the wedding at all now. Ouch.
Literally ridiculous. She's saying that she hasn't replied. She's very upset. I'd be upset.
I'd be devastated.
Naturally, you'd be upset. It's not understanding at all on the bride's part.
No.
Help me, girls. What do I do next? Do I reply? Do I move on? Also, she's given us some background info. So they've been friends for 5 years.
Right.
That's a long time.
Come on.
You know, they're adults. They've been friends since they were 21. You're adults.
Yeah.
And also her husband and the bride's husband-to-be are
really
like
good friends.
Really good friends. So also causing issues there because, you know, it's just uncomfortable.
You're almost being like, well, whose team are you on? We're not talking to them anymore, David.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this bride sounds like a bit of a... Like, she sounds like she just wants all the attention on her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's the most important thing.
I get it. It's her going to be her wedding day.
I get it.
But I don't think, like, I don't understand why you got demoted as a bridesmaid because you couldn't make it to the hen.
But also,
when you
like,
have a very valid reason that you're going to have a 6-week-old
but
child.
But, like, fair enough if you can't make it to the hen, but you're still... Surely she still values you as a friend.
As a friend.
And still wants you involved.
In the wedding.
I find it very hard to believe. How
still
she just cut you,
up there
you like
at
that?
The altar while she's getting married.
But then it makes you uncomfortable like going to the wedding.
Yeah.
Like
your child.
It's almost like she doesn't like the child. And then I wouldn't want her to come near the child because I feel like she's acting like a child.
Yeah.
She's acting like she's jealous that you're having a baby and that you're not good. But what do you do as a bridesmaid? All you do is go to the hen party and like what?
If you're like the maid of honour, you're obviously there for the bride.
She's
of
honour.
You're just helping the bride. Like if she needs help getting ready or picking, like choosing things for the you're just there to help the bride.
Yeah. And you still be there over text, FaceTime.
Yeah.
If she wanted any opinions.
Yeah.
You know, especially on the morning of, I'm sure your husband could take care of the baby. Like, why is she taking it so... But also, I think she should have called you or met up with you instead of doing a passive-aggressive text.
I know. I think, to be honest, what's happened is she's probably really stressed. Mm-mm. She's got this big wedding coming
Maybe
up.
Maybe we should be more understanding.
When you sent the message, she might have just had an argument with her fiancé. Like, it could have just been a bad time to send
bad
the text.
Time.
Like, you just don't know what other people are doing.
Yeah, true.
So it might have just been bad. She might have just flipped. It might have just been the last straw for her that particular day. Like, we don't know. She might have had a bad day. Yeah. But I think, look, you're both big grown women, okay?
Yeah.
I think you can get past this. It's a very, like, sly move and it's very, like, cutthroat.
It's very dodgy.
Yeah, but I also think, like, wedding, it's bringing people together. It's all about love. Like, I have faith that maybe you could just go around her house,
just talk
have a
to
cup
her.
Of tea.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, I think things have got a bit out of hand here. Like, it got a bit too, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's a bit too much.
But also, when you have the baby, like, she's going to say congratulations. Like,
well,
she's
yeah. No, I think it can be saved. Yeah. I think she's maybe just panicked, freaked out. She's probably in a pissed off mood, bad mood, whatever. And she's just acted too harshly.
I mean, I
harshly.
Think it is a common thing. Like, you're not the only one, because I watched that thing on This Morning and it was three ex-bridesmaids and they all had their identities hidden and they were all talking to Holly and Phil and telling their stories about how they were demoted as bridesmaid.
Right, so it's a common thing
it's
then.
It's definitely a common thing. So brides can be crazy. I feel like brides, the feelings are heightened. You know, they want everything to be as smooth as possible.
Perfect.
So any kind of bump, oh my God, one of them, the bridesmaid, she gained a bit of weight.
And that's why she got...
And the bride cut her because she had gained a bit of weight. That is fucking
nasty.
Oh
my God, that is
nasty. I can't
nasty.
Remember the other ones, but I'm sure there was a child involved in the other ones. But everyone go watch this clip on This Morning. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I mean, it's a common thing. And brides are crazy. Emotions, hormones running wild. Yeah.
But also, like, would it be the worst? I know it's obviously, like, a hurtful and a bit of a shit feeling to be like, oh, it's a bit of a kick in the teeth. Like, oh, well, you're not. It's almost like she's punishing you for having a baby.
It is. But also, it's like, you're so quick to just drop me. Like, did you care?
I know. But then also, you've got to kind of think, like, actually, what about, well, when you actually have this baby, are you going to want to be a bridesmaid? Like,
true,
you know, maybe it's kind of like a backhand favor almost.
True. But
like,
she
think
was
about
her
the positives.
Bridesmaid.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it might not be the worst thing if you had like less of an important role at the wedding. If you could just sit in the audience with your husband, with your baby, congratulate.
I think she should have probably gone about it a better way.
Me too.
Bride should have been like, okay, babe, let's meet up and had a beautiful, lovely conversation.
And just felt like, if you're not up to it, it's no pressure, you don't have to do it anymore. But
absolutely.
The fact that it was like, I'm demoting. You're no longer a part of my wedding party.
I think she should have gone about it a different way. And I think
but
you should
I
meet
also
up with
think,
her.
I think it can be rekindled. I think just say, look, what's happened here? I really, if you still want to be a bridesmaid, be like, look, I love you. You are my bridesmaid. I really want to be a part of your wedding. Like, it's going to be such a lovely day for you. I want to help you make it as good as possible, like as beautiful as possible. I'm going to be there for you. Maybe
she
will
she
come
says.
Back around.
See
she might
she
have
says.
Just been in a bad mood. So,
God.
Fingers crossed about that one, hey?
These brides, hey, bridezilla.
These bridezillas,
Lydia,
what can you do?
100% is going to be the worst bridezilla.
Oh, yeah, I can see that coming.
She's like a fucking nightmare when it's just her birthday party.
Yeah, oh,
like,
there's
just like a little room at a club. Like, I can't imagine what it's a whole fucking
wedding.
It's
a whole wedding.
I'm actually probably just going to have to disappear for like six
just
months.
Just leave the country for 6 months to
and
a
And then
year.
Just appear for the wedding and then just disappear again just to like survive the aftermath. Baby.
Okay, the next thing is we're going to talk a little bit about the law of attraction.
Oh, I love this.
So this girl's saying, hi, girls. I love how positive you both are, especially at the end of your podcast with your inspiring quotes. Thank you. I've heard you briefly mention the law of attraction in a video before and have recently explored more about manifestation and even meditating. Would love to know what your thoughts on the subject are, perhaps when it comes to finding a new relationship or new friends, etc. Okay, so for those of you who aren't aware, the law of attraction is essentially the idea that you can talk something into existence.
So it's like if you can visualize something happening for you that, you know, maybe quite a faraway dream or something that you really want and aspire towards, if you can visualize it and picture it, you will achieve it and it will like manifest itself into your reality.
It's the idea that you can almost like think things into reality, think things into existence, and it's like what you put out there will come back to you. It's like the vibe you attract.
We truly believe it.
Like, we believe the law of attraction, and we have manifested
I'm being serious.
Essentially our whole career thus far.
We're being serious. We left school and we had a year before we had to like be like, otherwise we're gonna have to go to uni. And we were like, look, in this year, we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
like we literally said, like, there's no other option because this is what we want to do. We're gonna make this work by the end of this year. We're gonna be full time YouTubers and this is gonna be our job. And it was,
and it was,
granted,
and it was funny because
you have to do hard work.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the point of it is that you can't just sit back and be like, oh, this is going to come to me.
Yeah, no, great. I can't wait to open my doorstep tomorrow and see £1 million sat there.
You have to like kind of work towards it, but then you slowly see the things that you thought about years ago are actually manifesting themselves. Mm-hmm. We always wanted to go to Coachella and we were like,
we went to Coachella.
We were like, we're going to go to Coachella like this year. Like, we have to. Like, how are we going to get there? Like, we're Are we going to do
it?
And
we kept plugging away. We're going to get there.
I think we're going to go to Coachella
this
year.
And then the week before, boom, in the inbox. Hi, girls. Would you like to go to Coachella?
It is a real thing. You know, in terms of exams and uni things and even just faraway goals, like I want a house with this kind of shaped pool.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, you'll be like, oh my God, when I visualise the shape of this pool. It's like little things like that which are kind of scary.
It's also crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just about like putting like your best foot forward, putting like positive vibes, acting in a healthy way and doing like good things.
Just kind of being positive about it. Yeah. Like you might not be close to, you know, what's kind of weird is when we first thought about, we went through a little phase when we thought we were going to move out. We're like, let's just move out. Let's just rent somewhere really cool.
Yeah.
Like, let's just rent this really cool thing. It's quite expensive, but let's just do it for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was in this building. It was really cool building, whatever. And never thought about it again. A year later, obviously, I'm thinking about moving out. My flat is in that building.
Yes, yes.
It's little things like that because we really wanted that cool flat. It was a sick flat.
Yeah.
And like,
it was a cool building.
A year later, I'm in the same building in a flat.
Yeah.
Like, little things like that that you kind of visualise.
And some things might happen that you might not even notice.
Yeah,
and
then absolutely.
It's just like, oh my God, yeah, that's happened. It's kind of like that quote where it's like, remember when you were like literally praying for what you've got
literally now.
And it's so true. And it's basically saying that like, if you can truly like feel in your bones and if you can really imagine yourself doing something
or achieving
something
beyond,
then that means that it's possible. That's what it's saying. So it's like, if you can really see, say if you were, I don't know, some brainiac and you're like, do you know what?
Yeah.
I can really, really see myself. I can just feel that I'm going to be the president.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, Jesus.
Do you know, did you watch Jessie Nelson,
The
Little Mix?
Yeah.
In her documentary, right, she was saying when she was working as a barmaid, she was watching X Factor on the TV.
Oh my God.
And she was saying, I can feel that I can win that. I just know that I can win that competition.
Yeah.
And then she went and won it. So it's like the idea of like, because when me and Chintz were like, we just want to, we were sat in my little Nissan Micra.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know what? We can just imagine ourselves like
doing it,
creating, you know, being this YouTube or whatever, like doing these fun things together, and now it's happening and we could so both easily
absolutely.
Like see it. So I think if you can really see something and really envision something,
you can make it your reality.
It has the potential to happen.
I also think
if
you're new to it, I think write them down.
Yeah.
Do a vision board. It's like, okay, so, you know, next 5 years, what do I visualize for myself?
That's what I did.
Absolutely.
When I was 16, I wrote a letter to myself when I was 18 to open my 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And I wrote in these things like, I basically wrote a list of what I wanted, when I was 18, I read it, I was like, oh my fucking God.
Fucking
like I'd
crazy.
Literally achieved everything on that list. I was like, what? It was scary because I forgot that letter even existed.
Yeah.
And I just found it. I might have actually been 19. I was like, oh my God, here's that letter.
Yeah.
And like everything on it, I'd achieved. And I remember,
totally recommend doing that.
Yeah. I was listening to this other girl's podcast and she made a mood board. Mm. And on her mood board, she'd said like that she wanted like a baby girl. She said that one day she wanted to work for like this jean company.
Yeah.
It wasn't Levi's, but let's just say it was Levi's.
Yeah.
And then she just wrote these random things. And then she's like, and now I have a range with Levi's. Like I have a baby girl. Like it was it's crazy. So it's not saying that it's like, oh, if you write them out, it's going to happen.
It's not saying
it's about
that if you,
putting
if you,
your ideas
if you
out
write
there
down,
and working towards them.
I want 50 grand in my bank account by tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's unrealistic. It's like, I think if you're new to it, do definitely do a vision board.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like they are proven to work.
Yeah.
And
write
it's yourself
just
a letter.
About, like, you attract what you want.
And it's also about positivity. Like you've kind of got to be positive about the future and be like, I can achieve whatever I want to achieve.
Yeah.
And you truly can. If you can picture yourself doing it, you can do it. Like, why can't you be doing that?
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
it's like us. We were like, we really want a podcast. It's something we really
literally.
Want.
Literally.
Hello, this is the Girls Bathroom. You're
season
on our
two.
Podcast.
You know, it's. Yep. Everything like that, it is crazy. And I think if you want to look more into it,
There's some really good books on it. Have a Google. There's podcasts dedicated all about it. Yeah.
I think also I kind of want to start getting into crystals and like good energy. Like I really just want good
vibes.
You
could have those in your flat.
Yeah. Like I want good vibes everywhere. I'm really into it. I want, you know, no negativity, a lot of positivity.
I like that. Yeah.
But it's definitely a thing that you should all look at. It makes your life a bit more worth living. Do you know what I mean? Because you feel like there's things you still have to do.
Yeah.
You
know, and it makes me goals and aspirations. Feel like a bit more of a purpose.
Absolutely.
And a bit more of like, I have goals. Like, it's so important to have goals, even if like...
Even if they're small.
Even if they're tiny. Even if they're tiny, it's still a goal. Even if it's literally like, before you go to bed at night, writing a list of like, okay, what have I got to do tomorrow? This. And there's something about ticking off that list and achieving those things, even if it's literally put the washing on. You know, just to, you know, make tidy my bedroom.
Go buy
just a
some
small,
toilet roll,
like lip. Like but that. The sense of achievement is what you need, and then you can use that for bigger things. Like, if you do a list of like, okay, in the next year, what do I want to achieve?
Yep.
Or you know, by December, by the end of the year, what do I want to have achieved?
Yeah.
And you might not be ticking off every single thing on that list, but it's about like putting it out there, working towards it, visualizing it.
Keeps you motivated.
It keeps you going. Yeah.
It definitely gives you more of a purpose, and it keeps you more optimistic and positive.
Yeah.
If you're sat there with no goals and no visualizations and no
not working towards anything,
it's like, what purpose does your life have?
Yeah.
You know, and that's when you get into a rut, and that's when you get really down.
Yeah.
You know, you need to constantly be thinking of the new thing you want to do and working towards it. It's really fun.
100%.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Baby. Okay, so next, kind of following on from that, we have a girl who is having a quarter life crisis.
Okay.
So I'm having a bit of a quarter life crisis. I graduated from uni this summer and was super excited to get started with my career, only to realise that I don't 100% know what I want to do yet. I know the general area of work that I enjoy, which is anything creative, but there's no specific career that's jumped out on me where I've thought that's exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
And I'm starting to freak out as all my friends are getting graduate jobs and I'm just feeling a bit lost. I also can't decide if I want to work for a company and have that security or keep being able to be creative and start my own business. I'm 23, so I feel like I should have had it figured out by now. And now is not the time to be sat considering my options. I know there's a path for me, but I'm just struggling to find it.
I think the first thing you've got to remember is that everything happens at different paces. Like, yes, your friends may be doing whatnot. And, you know, some of them might even be engaged. Some might have a child. Some might be CEOs.
Some of our friends have kids.
Oh, my goodness. You know, like
we don't have kids. I live at home. Chintzy lives with her boyfriend. We're at different stages.
You have to just remember everyone has different paths. You're 23. You're still young. You've got to think optimistically. You've got these visions, and you sound like you want to start your own business.
That's what it sounds like to
me. You sound like you want to be creative, and you're kind of saying, everyone kind of has this thing. It's like, okay, so shall I go and start working for a company and be really secure, or shall I take the risk?
Yeah.
I saw a quote last night, actually, and it was like, if fear wasn't holding you back,
what would you do?
What would you be doing?
Yeah, so true.
And it was like a post on Instagram. Everyone in the comments were like, well, I'd be doing blah, blah.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing those things? Yeah. I think you're at the perfect moment in your life to be like, look, I'm young still. Mm-hmm. I can afford to take this risk. Take the risk, set up your own thing. And then in 2 to 3 years time, you'll be like, oh my goodness.
Thank God I did that.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, we think about it.
Oh, 100%.
If we'd have gone to uni straight out of sixth form, what the fuck would we be doing? Like, thank
literally
the Lord
no
we
idea.
Took the gap year and took the risk.
And took the risk, yeah.
Take the risk. Do what you want to do. You want to be creative.
Take the risk or lose the chance.
Yes. You do not, but the thing is, you don't want to be 45 and look back and be like, goodness.
Exactly.
I regret not doing that now, yeah. You know?
Because even if like you start out your own business, it might not work, okay?
Not everyone
has a booming, you know, amazing business, but like it's the fact that it's what you want to do. It's the fact that you're going
to
try
and
you're
going to
pursue it, because there's nothing worse than being like, oh, but what if? Like, oh, what
also,
if I did no, that? I'll never know.
Nothing is smooth sailing. Like there's going to be failures. Like you're going to fall down, get back up, you're going to fall down. It's all about learning and figuring out. Granted, we don't have our own business, but if we wanted to, we could figure it out.
Yeah.
We might lose some money. We'd gain some money, lose some money. We might
make some mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, we upset some people here.
Make some losses. Yeah.
We upset some people here. We've got to figure out how to... That's what it's about. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Like, I think you should go for it.
Me too.
And then in the long run, you know, you will thank yourself.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't work out, like, even if it doesn't take you where you think it's going to take you, it will still take you where you're supposed to go. Does that make sense?
You said, you know, there's a path out there for you.
Yeah.
That path is waiting for you. The universe has it all planned out.
Like, what's that quote where it's like... everything that's meant for you will always be yours.
Always be yours.
So you're not, nothing's going to run past you and nothing's going to pass you by. Like, you're going to get what you're supposed to get.
Absolutely.
So just, I think you should try this whole self-employment thing.
Ariana, and she owns Mars the Label. So Mars the Label is like a clothing line. They have swimwear, dresses and whatnot. She put in her Insta story today how she went and started uni. She didn't want to go to uni, but she didn't know what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. After a year of uni, because her parents, you know, she wanted to make her family proud, you know, she stuck for it for a year, she had to quit. Mm-hmm. And then she started Mars the Label. And now she's got this huge business that is
and
so
wasn't
successful.
It like... Something like, it was maybe, this could be wrong, but it was like 2 months after she left uni, she was on a billboard or something. Like something crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably something crazy like that. But also she says like, it's not easy. Like she made mistakes in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you know, things happen. You've got to learn. But
she also posts amazing like manifestation quotes. She reads like
very good
books about like law of attraction. Like every day she's posting something like inspiring.
So she
and
very
it shows
much,
because
yeah.
she's got this amazing business that she's obviously manifested and worked for. And it's come to
you
reality.
Know, she didn't finish uni and she did what she wanted to do and she followed her dreams.
She took a risk.
She took a risk and I feel like that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Like it's proven and it happens and you've just got to go for it. You've just got to go
we
for it.
We wish you luck.
We wish
you
luck.
We're going to be right by your
side.
You'll
be totally fine. There's nothing to worry about. What's the worst that's going to happen is you're going to die. You're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to die by starting your own business, following your creative goals and visions. Just keep on moving
through the right, okay, we're going to move on. Something slightly different.
Moving on.
We're going to talk about the friend zone. We have this girl. So she's a girl. She liked this boy, but at the time he had a girlfriend.
Right.
The boy no longer has a girlfriend.
Right.
But he's been single for about 2 months and nothing's happened yet.
Okay.
So she's saying that she thinks he sees her as like a bestie, like a little sister.
Ugh.
So basically she's saying, how do I get out of the friend zone?
I think it's such a tough
how
thing.
Do you get right? How do you get out of the friend zone?
The thing
zone?
Is, right, he's seen you the whole time as a mate.
Yeah, a mate, he's a friend.
He's probably never
pal.
Looked at you and thought, God, she's fucking fit.
Yeah.
But it's like, also, I feel like he will be able to see you in that sort of way.
I know.
But it's like, I have guy friends
how do
that
you,
I never
okay, I
look
know.
At in such a way.
I know.
So I can only imagine how it's going to be hard
I
to
know.
Turn his, you know, because he sees you. He's like, oh my God, Emily, how are you, mate?
Yeah.
Like, how's the love life?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he asks you about. He's
yeah.
not like, do you want to go on a date with me?
I know. So say if you were single and there was a guy that you really liked, but
yes.
how would you go about getting him to see you in a different way.
My goodness. I feel like it's so hard.
I feel like it's very difficult.
I think, right, he sees you as a mate and you like him. So you need to maybe start messaging him. You know, maybe start replying to his stories. I don't really know how the single life works anymore.
I would try and kind of like get the word out through a third party.
That's
like
very good.
I would basically try and go out one night, you know, with arrange a night out when everyone's really drunk, whatever. Get your friend to tell him, like, you do know that Emily really, really likes you.
Yeah, so it's not coming from you. And then he's like, oh, Emily likes me.
Yeah.
And then he starts to think. You have
to plant the seed in his head for him to be like, oh, wait.
That's how
Because it's a possibility that he's never thought about. And then just by doing that, he'll be like, wait, Emily, like, I could be with Emily?
Yeah.
Wait, do I see? Yeah. I think I fancy Emily.
Maybe he's always fancied you and he never thought
maybe.
That's how I did it with Lewis, actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because we were mates. I remember saying to all the girls,
yeah,
is Lewis coming out tonight?
Because
we were in this workplace, right? And it was like, we'd all go out, it was a bar. Is Lewis coming out tonight? And then they kind of went to Lewis, Chintz is asking if you're coming out tonight.
Why is Chintz asking if you're coming out tonight?
And
it plants the seed.
There's the seed planted. Yeah. You've got absolutely do that.
To be honest, that was a bit like what happened to me at work.
Yeah.
That my friend would make jokes like, Sophia's downstairs. Why are you telling me Sophia's downstairs? I don't know, in case you wanted to go and see Sophia. Yeah. Why would I? You know, it's just getting other people just to put the idea
then also,
in their head.
You're not putting your neck on the line.
Of course not.
You know?
For all he knows, he doesn't know that your friends told you this.
And for all he knows, like, it could just be a lie and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
he's like, what if it's not a lie?
Yeah.
What if Emily actually likes me?
He's putting the idea in his head.
Yeah.
So instead of you being like, David, I have to tell you something.
Yeah, that's too serious. Oh, come on, it's too serious.
It has to be flirty.
Yeah, it has to be fun.
I think plant it in some of your friends' head. Because you're obviously in this friendship group. If you're friends with them, you must have some mutual friends. But like, God, Jessica, I quite like David.
Yeah.
I know he's just broken up with, you know.
Help me. How do I tell him?
Quite like David. Yeah. Is David coming out tonight?
And chance are your friends will be like, I'm going to make this happen.
Just
I'm
like,
going to
oh
be
my
the
God,
Cupid.
You like David?
Yeah, okay. They'll be so happy about
Let
it.
Let me go talk to Peter. It's David's best friend.
Yeah.
Peter, I think Emily wants David to come out tonight.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Peter, make sure David comes out tonight.
Make sure.
And then Peter will say,
because
David,
like,
you're coming out tonight. I'm not really feeling it. No, Emily really wants you out tonight. Emily wants me out tonight.
Emily wants you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen. That's how you're going to do it, okay? That's how you're going to get out of the friendship zone. I'm excited for you. Please keep us posted if you get out of that.
Oh my God, I love that.
Okay, right, last one. A bit similar to what we've sort of said already, actually.
Yep.
But we'll still talk about it. So this girl's on a gap year. And obviously, you know, typical gap year. It's like, wow, it's so fun, so crazy, so wild.
Yep. We love gap years.
But basically, she's feeling a bit stuck.
Right.
She's feeling like she's slightly in a rut.
Right.
She's feel like she's left behind. All her friends have gone to uni.
Right.
Just feeling like she's not living her best
life. So she's basically the only one really who's taken a gap year. Everyone else has made the next step.
Yeah. How does she's saying, if you have any advice on how not to feel completely alone and keep myself busy.
Right. I think a really good thing is get yourself a little job.
She has a job. She's saying she has a job.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
She said,
we're ruling that one out then. Because my first thought would be, get a job where there's lots of other young people.
Yeah. Well, she's saying she works a lot, which is good because it keeps her busy.
Right.
But with her spare time.
Right.
She's saying she's got some dates that she's going on.
Right.
But she's just, I think she feels like she's like FOMO, like she's missing out.
Missing it. Well, yeah, because everyone's at uni.
Mm.
I mean, in my gap year, what really was good is I got a job and there's all little friends there. They were all uni people in Nottingham, in my hometown.
You
go out with them. I kind of had a little uni experience, which is good because I didn't want the full uni experience, but we still got to
have the fun side.
Some fun things and go to UniCom.
Nights out and
where they would live and stuff.
Yeah.
So that would be my first thought to anyone else listening out.
Yes.
Definitely get yourself a little job.
Yeah.
Not where there's old people.
No.
It has to be a very specific kind of...
A very, like, where there's other young... Like, a clothing store that's like, you know,
a younger clothing store. You know, Topshop store.
Yeah. Or like a bar job.
Yeah.
Or like a
bar
cafe.
Jobs are
like,
always good.
Just jobs where it's like temporary jobs for young people.
Yes.
Like, that's the key,
temporary
I think.
Jobs for young people.
But for you, because you've already got a job,
right. Okay.
I would say that go and visit your friends who are also at uni.
Just be like, okay, Jessica, I've got a free weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Are you available? I'd love to come up and have a night out.
And also just
fill your time like that.
I think you're being too hard on yourself,
yes,
because you're saying like you've got some dates lined up, you've got a job where you
it
work a lot,
good.
You're going, you've got friends that you know, yeah, that you're going to visit. Like it sounds like you're doing everything like, yeah, you should be.
And also, the thing is, you don't have to be busy all the time. Sometimes it's good to have some alone time. Like,
yep,
take yourself to the gym, mm-hmm, and have, you know, go in the sauna, have a, mm-hmm, swim, have like, you know, a whole weekend alone, and, mm-hmm, you know, order yourself some food, read a book, yep, watch your favorite program. Sometimes it's
watch
good.
Some Netflix, you know, watch some Friends.
I like my alone time.
I love my alone time.
I think you really have to value your alone time.
Mm-hmm, me too. So, I think there's a lot of pressure, like especially if you're seeing your friends, like
if you're definitely young,
if you're seeing your friends' Snapchat stories, like uni's so crazy, yes, wild first year. Wow, I'm drunk every, yeah, day. Like I'm so crazy.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Beers all the time. I wake up at 11.
WKD every day.
The only time I cure my hangovers by drinking more.
Yeah.
No.
So probably because you're seeing that, you're, yeah, thinking like, oh, wait, but I'm not, does that mean I'm boring? Like, I'm not doing
does that. Mean
but
I'm...
the reality is like, come on, it's, yeah, not all of that. Like, no, you know that you just put your highlights on social media. You want everyone,
absolutely,
else to think you're having this crazy time,
yeah,
when really they're probably not doing that much.
A bit miserable.
Maybe
honestly.
They're probably missing home a bit.
Yeah.
If they're not finding any good, like it's not, don't be so like, oh, they're having the best time ever. Because chances, yeah, are, yeah, I'm sure they're having a good time, but not as good of a time as you think they,
yeah,
are.
Yeah, as you think they are. Especially if you're seeing they're going out Wednesday, Friday,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. You don't
and
know.
You're probably getting a bit jealous, like, oh, that's not me, blah, blah, blah. But even so, like, that will be you though. It's just you're just,
yeah,
you said like you don't feel ready to go to university yet,
so you've got to trust your own,
exactly,
process
and enjoy. And they're probably looking at you thinking, God, I'd love to be in Emma's shoes. She's just chilling,
she's still at home,
she's at,
oh,
home,
my, she's still got a mum there,
yeah,
like, I miss my mum, I,
yeah,
don't, I only see my mum once a month.
Everyone's grass always looks greener
on the other side,
so
for sure.
Don't be thinking like, oh, I wish I was them, I wish, because your time will come when you'll,
absolutely,
be at uni, you'll be going out five nights a week, WKD,
you know
doing
by,
all of
by
that
by the time you're at uni, you'll be looking back and like, God,
yeah,
I really wish I treasured,
yeah,
that year at home, because,
yeah,
that was a blessing, and I'm,
yeah,
and I'm so blessed that I was able to take that year out,
yes,
and find myself a bit more, you know,
because lots of parents don't allow their children to have gap years.
You'd be surprised. When we were at school, mm-hmm, there was literally a fraction of people taking gap years.
We were in the minority of minorities.
Also, I remember at school when we'd be like, oh yeah, like teachers would ask us, well, but I was taking gap year. What? Didn't your form tutor call your mum and be like, are you aware Sophia's thinking,
yeah,
of taking a gap year? It's ridiculous.
Are you aware Sophia's not applying to university?
Yeah. What?
She's got so much more potential.
Why is it so frowned upon?
No.
Why,
yeah,
is it actually so frowned upon?
I don't
upon?
Know. So good for you for taking a gap year.
Absolutely.
And like, you're going to go to uni so much more like,
wiser.
You're going to know who you are.
Yeah.
You're going to be independent. You're going to,
yeah,
be a bit more grown, like a bit more ready for
I
it.
I totally love
and
that.
And you'll have an amazing time, like, go and see your friends,
yeah,
go and have a good time with them. You're going on some dates. Like, I think you're just being too hard on yourself,
yeah,
and you're thinking that you should be having this crazy, this, wild teenage years.
You're thinking you should be at the peak of your life,
yeah,
and everything should be, wah!
Yeah, when it's not like that for anyone.
No,
like,
no,
you know, that's how it is in films.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really like that for people,
yeah,
in normal life. So I think you're absolutely fine.
You are absolutely fine.
And on that note,
I wish we were still on our gap year. Our gap year,
honestly,
was so much
I look
fun.
Back at my gap year. I was saying this to my friend the other day. I was like, do you know what? That was the best time of our lives, and we didn't even know
best,
it.
You don't even know it.
Like,
you're so free.
So
do you realize
free.
How free you are?
We used to go out on a Thursday, a Sunday, a Saturday.
Fucking
like
so much.
But even just apart from that, like just what I was working, mm, like I was having the best time ever, and I've got the best memories, and I didn't even know
we were
I was
leaving
making
a means
them.
To an end. Like we were doing trips; they'd only cost £300.
Earning £300 a
we'd
month.
We'd do a whole trip that was so cheap, and
yeah,
have the best time, and
yeah,
you know, and just really experience everything we wanted to experience,
yeah,
like
so you could literally be making your best memories now and not even know you're making them.
Exactly.
So just enjoy
kind
where you are now, okay? Enjoy where you are,
yeah,
take the pressure off yourself,
yeah,
and just have, you know, enjoy life as much as possible.
Woo!
Quote of the week, quote
okay.
of the episode is...
Okay, this is quite... I like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite situational to what we've just been talking about.
Okay.
You are doing your best, and your best doesn't have to be perfect.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So it's kind of like that last situation. Like you're
yeah.
thinking like, oh my God, like my life...
I should
life,
be doing this.
Exactly,
I should be doing
my
this.
My life isn't where I want it to be. There's so much pressure on me. Well,
yeah.
No, you're putting all the pressure on yourself. You're doing the best right now in the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust the whole process, isn't it?
I completely agree.
I love that one. Like, you are doing your best. No one is perfect. No one is...
Oh, wait,
You may look at someone, right, who is doing amazing. They have this, that, and that, and they're doing this. But they're also thinking, God, I could be doing so much more.
Yeah.
No one is ever content.
No, they're not.
You know, we dreamed about doing this and being YouTubers and doing all we want, but we're still not content. There's still so much more we want to do.
There's always people doing more.
Always.
But that's a good thing because you should see it as inspiration and not as like, don't take it as a pity party. No. Take it as like, that motivates me, that inspires me to do more.
There's more you want to do. Yeah. It's perfect. It's what, like, yeah, rivals, whatever. There's fucking people you want to beat.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who might be doing similar things to you. You're thinking, God, like, she's doing that.
Yeah.
What do we need? Like, it's good.
It's a good thing. It's healthy competition.
It's healthy competition is a good thing. So don't ever look at someone and be like, oh, God, I wish I was them. Well, no, but because
use them as motivation instead. Yes.
Love that.
Okay, so that was the end of episode 2. And we're going to have some good guests on this season. We can't wait.
We have some ideas, but we want them to be good guests. Like, we don't want to be like, we've got blah, blah. You're like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like, we want you to respect their opinion 100%. And what they have to say.
We're going to manifest it and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, there's going to be guests. They're going to be good guests. Like, we want you to be like, that's a really good guest. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to think that was a shit guest.
Who is that? Yeah. Get them off.
Like, we want you to absolutely value
their opinion. Them. Yeah.
Also them as a person in general.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Like, and the things they've achieved and light they can shed that we obviously haven't experienced.
Have no idea on, yeah. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. Yay. We love you lots. Please follow us on The Girls Bathroom on Instagram.
Send in any dilemmas you have to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. We're reading them all the time, constantly.
And we can't wait to be back with season 2.
Of notifications on my phone from all the emails. We'll see them all.
We're reading them all. We're working our way through them.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday, babe. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.